The first reading is a reading from the second letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, since many boast according to the flesh, I too will boast. To my shame, I say that we were too weak. And what anyone dares to boast of, I'm speaking in foolishness, I also dare. Are they Hebrews? So am I. Are they children of Israel? So am I. Are they descendants of Abraham? So am I. Are they ministers of Christ? I'm talking like an insane person. I am still more, with far greater labors, far more imprisonments, far worse beatings, and numerous brushes with death. 5 times at the hands of the Jews I received 40 lashes minus one. 3 times I was beaten with rods. 1 I was stoned. 3 I was shipwrecked. I passed a night and a day on the deep, on frequent journeys, in danger from rivers, dangers from robbers, dangers from my own race, dangers from Gentiles, dangers in the city, dangers in the wilderness, dangers at sea, dangers among false brothers, in toil and hardship, through many sleepless nights, through hunger and thirst, through frequent fastings, through cold and exposure. And apart from these things, there is the daily pressure upon me of my anxiety for all the churches. Who is weak, and I am not weak? Who is led to sin, and I am not indignant? If I must boast, I will boast of the things that show my weaknesses. The word of the Lord. From all their distress, God rescues the just. From all their distress, God rescues the just. I bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall be ever in my mouth. Let my soul glory in the Lord. The lowly will hear me and be glad. From all their distress, God rescues the just. Glorify the Lord with me. Let us together extol his name. I sought the Lord and he answered me and delivered me from all my fears. From all my distress, God rescues the just. Look to him that you may be radiant with joy and your faces may not blush with shame. When the poor one called out, the Lord heard, and from all his distress he saved him. From all their distress, God rescued the just. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not store up for yourselves treasure on earth, where moth and decay destroy and thieves break in and steal. But store up treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor decay destroys, nor thieves break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there also will your heart be. The lamp of the body is the eye. If your eye is sound, your whole body will be filled with light. But if your eye is blind, your whole body will be in darkness. And if the light in you is darkness, how great will that darkness be?" The Gospel of the Lord. And so today Jesus tells us that where our treasure is, there also will our heart be. And our treasure is what we give our time to, what we focus on in our lives, what we're looking at, if you're going to go with the eye analogy as Jesus does here. And so if it's the things of the world, if it's our body, if it's our prayer, whatever it is, that's what we love. So if we say, "I love God, I love God, I love God, I love God." And I can't tell you, and I talk about that when asking people, "Do you love God above all things?" "Oh, yes, Father." Don't lie to a priest. Really? Is that where you put your time in all day? Is that what you think about? Do you do everything for love of God? "Well, no, Father." Okay, then be honest about it. Each of us can prove that we love God more than most because you're at daily mass. So you're trying to make a focused reality that God is what I love the most because he's who I give my time to by being faithful to mass, watching it, or being present here. But we've got to be more. It's always about where my heart is where my treasure is. What am I loving? Do I love God above all things? And then Paul has to get to the point today where he's just like had it with everybody. So he's just going, "Okay, you think that's important? Well, look at me. Look what I've done. And I did this." And he's boasting, you know. And he is talking about his weaknesses, but he's boasting about his weaknesses. "Oh, yeah, look at everything I've done for God instead of everything God has done for me. I love when the saints are like that. It's their humanity. It's their realness. It's their what helps us to know that what it means to follow God is to be real. When we put God first and we go through all these things. So Jesus is clear today. Where your treasure is, there your heart will be. May our treasure always be God. May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let's stand and pray.